Wajahat Khan is one of Pakistan's leading journalists, at the moment a fellow at Harvard's Kennedy School. He joins us in the studio. And Waj, your thoughts on what we heard from the BBC's Shoaib Hasan, protests against the U.S. across Pakistan, the sentiment that Osama bin Laden was a hero, a call for a martyr protest tomorrow. And you've been picking up this debate as to what to even call bin Laden.
Right. I mean, one of the things I want to focus on is how this is being broadcasted and played out in Pakistan. And there's an interesting conflict brewing. On the one hand, the liberals are actually tweeting hard and loud, appealing to the TV networks to stop showing speeches of bin Laden, prior speeches, which they are saying could incite more violence, which Shoaib just pointed out is escalating.
Yeah.
It's happening in Pakistan's largest city, Karachi. Now, violence in Karachi is not like violence in Cleveland. Violence in Karachi is serious business. It's 20 million people. It's one of the world's most dangerous megacities. I grew up in Karachi. I haven't seen all of Karachi. Not because I'm lazy. That's because I can't go there. There's actually no-go areas in Karachi where even the Pakistani military cannot go in. So if Karachi blows because some producer somewhere in a mainstream network is having fun with his archives on Osama bin Laden's speeches, then guess what? We're all in a little bit of trouble.
Well, but there's even debate, you know, there are people calling for him to be referred to as a martyr, but there's even debate as to whether to call him the formal version of Mr. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. I mean, Urdu, there's several ways you can call people, and one of them is formal. There's several informal ways. The formal way was initially used by Pakistani news anchors, etc. That was dropped. That was an interesting editorial turnaround, if you want to call it that. Like the royal they was being used initially. They are dead, to give you a rough equivalent. But that was dropped to like he is dead, which is the regular, you know, Joe Schmo way of talking about him. But what's interesting is that the Islamic term shaheed, which translates exactly into martyr, was initially used by at least one famous news anchor that was tweeted about. And that essentially was filtered out. I heard it once and wasn't repeated again.
Well, what are you hearing from friends? You know, again, we're hearing of people turning out to protest his death. But is there any element of Pakistan society besides, as you said, the liberals, or maybe how many of these liberals are there who also viewed him as someone who was behind the killing of Muslims?
Well, that's the big challenge, Robin, for everyone in the world, and not just Pakistanis themselves, that this shouldn't become a repeat of what happened between this country and that country in the 1980s. After the Soviet pullout, after the disengagement from that region, it was leaving a chaotic place like Pakistan in a lurch and in charge of an even more chaotic place like Afghanistan, which gave rise to guys like OBL in the first place. So at this point, the what's next for Pakistan has already started playing out. The liberals are telling the conservatives to calm down. The conservatives are escalating the pressure in the cities. They're burning buses. They're throwing stones. And the reprisal now, Tehrik-e-Taliban Pakistan, which is the most inspired branch of the Taliban, which is associated closely with Al-Qaeda, has set its manifesto clear and come out with three goals. Primary goal of killing President Asif Zardari, a secondary goal of killing the rest of his government, and a tertiary goal of then increasing the scope of its tentacles and hitting the U.S. This is dangerous stuff now.
Well, and I'm sure we're going to be examining that much more as we go forward. Meantime, there are conspiracy theorists who don't believe that Osama bin Laden was killed. Now, the U.S. has said that his body, you're smiling, but the U.S. has said that his body was dropped at sea because they wanted to make sure they abided by Islamic requirements and buried him within 24 hours, but there was no country willing to take him because, of course, anywhere he was buried would become a site for pilgrimage. So they quickly dropped him at sea to adhere to Muslim law. But people are saying they don't believe it. What are you hearing, and what do you think needs to happen to assuage those feelings?
Well, firstly, I mean, whoever is doing the PR on this has and doesn't have a point. They do have a point in the sense that, yes, according to Muslim tradition, you're supposed to bury the body ASAP before the next dawn is usually recommended. So somebody did that right. Somebody read their Islamic traditions right. But if you monitor what's going on in Pakistan, This is just creating more of a conspiracy theory sort of avalanche that, oh, this was just a face-saving mechanism by the U.S., which wants to pull out of AFPAC. President Obama needed to declare victory. Osama is still at large. If he really was dead, why didn't they show his face? Why didn't they display his body like it happened with Saddam, etc., etc.? I mean, that will come and go. What's important, once again, to note is how will it actually play out on the ground? And right now, I don't think the war on terror is over anytime soon. I think it's only going to become a hydra, which was Osama bin Laden's big goal. I think the move about dumping in the sea is kind of smart when it comes to not creating this sort of cult of personality when it comes to OBL himself. The big boo-boo, if you want to call it that, in the, as far as the PR on this is concerned, is that Pakistan is being left in a lurch by its American counterparts. The Pakistani civilian government didn't know what to say. Evidently, they weren't taken into the loop.
Yeah.
Which is completely understandable. The civilian government is full of moles. This could have gotten out. It could have compromised the operations. Could have threatened American troops on the ground. I understand why the Pakistanis weren't taken on board. But when they went public with this, they should have taken this country's leadership into confidence so that they know what to say. So that the 180 million mostly angry people in that country don't think that their government has been sort of berated, yeah, that their country has been berated and denigrated and pushed into this corner. And I think that would have been smarter versus throwing him in the sea. Smarter diplomacy would have been to conduct diplomacy.
That's leading Pakistani journalist and news anchor Wajahat Khan, a fellow at Harvard's Kennedy School at the moment. So he's been here in the studio with us. Waj, thanks so much.
Good to be here.